It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 9th of March? Are you well? I do hope so. None other than the Queen of Soul, the late Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace. This is her 1976 hit, Respect, and it's for us, my sisters. We'll celebrate International Women's Day today on the Sound Kitchen with lots of help from our women listeners who so kindly contributed their voice recordings. Actually, as you know, the official date for International Women's Day was yesterday, March 8th. But hey, as we wrote on the RFI English website, Friday is International Women's Day, and Thursday. So I say, and Saturday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. On the Sound Kitchen today, and lots of voices too. There's also My Favorite Music coming up, which this week is a request from RFI Listeners Club member Ralph Urbanchik from Iselden, Germany. And always a happy thing, there's a brand new RFI club to welcome too, so don't touch that dial.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
My Favorite Music is a nice and important new ingredient to our communal cooking. It's your musical request from a certain genre or type of music. We started with your favorite female singers, then we moved on to men, and now it's your favorite instrumental music. It can be a band or a group, with or without singer, and we'll play your request throughout this month and April. I'm looking forward to a mailbox overflowing with your requests. Be sure you share with us why the piece of music is important to you. Include the link and, if it's vocal, a brief translation if you can. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Thanks, Laura Angela. Do y'all listen to Laura Angela's monthly podcast, Africa Stories in the 55? If you don't, you're really missing out. It's all about contemporary African fiction from north to south and east to west. Laura Angela talks to writers all across the African continent.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And it is. You know what else is delicious? Extremely delicious? Hearing the voices of our women listeners on the show. Here's some of our sisters talking about International Women's Day.
Hello, I am Nafisha Ghatun from India. Happy International Women's Day.
Hello, I am Priyanka Pal from RFI Women's Club, Murshidabad, West Bengal, India. Happy International Women's Day. Every year, International Women's Day celebrates on 8 March. It is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. This year, International Women's Day theme is Balance for Better. Best wishes to all staff and listeners of Radio France International.
I am Suraya Akhtar, member of SETO RFI Listeners Club from Bangladesh. Happy International Women's Day 2019. Thanks to all of you.
I am Aisha Khatun, member of SETO RFI Listeners Club from Bangladesh. Happy International Women's Day 2019. Thanks to all of you.
Hello, Susan. I am Rima Saikia from Sipsagar, Assam in India. I wish you Happy International Women's Day. Thank you.
My name is Fatemato Zahra. I am co-secretary of SETO RFI Listeners Club from Bangladesh. Happy International Women's Day 2019. The poet of Bengal said that half of the world creation men have done half of it and women have done half of it. Women are one of the most neglected people. Women are persecuted everywhere. Development is not possible except women's society. International Women's Day on 8 March. On this day, raise the voice of women's rights. Best of shesh of the International Women's Day 2019. Thank you again.
Hello, this is Hasina Daman Hasi, member of RFI Amor Fan Club, Rajshahi, Bangladesh. On the eve of International Women's Day, a message from me. Every home, every heart, every feeling, every moment of happiness is incomplete without women. I wish you all happy International Women's Day.
I must add that even though International Women's Day is meant to be a celebration, it's a day which often makes me a bit sad. I think of all our sisters who live under obscurantist, paternalistic governments with no rights at all and very limited ways to escape, leaving behind their country, their loved ones, is their only option. And I feel so helpless, I can't think of a single thing I can do to help them. I think of all our sisters still subjected to brutal and barbaric physical maiming in the name of tradition or our culture. And especially saddening, it's mothers who force their daughters into it and women who perform it. I know, especially regarding that last thing, that we women still have a long way to go to be good sisters to each other. Here in France, there's a television show where women compete against each other as to who can make the best clothing outfit with the same budget. And you should hear what the women say about each other. It is assuredly not sisterly and supportive. I find it highly disturbing. And I am not saying we women are to blame ultimately. I really do believe that this kind of thing is learned behavior. We almost all come from misogynistic cultures, and we've had little, if no, outright power, both political and personal, for many a century. So we've learned to compete with each other. We've learned to be manipulative and sometimes underhanded to get what we want or need. It's a structural problem, and it is not who or how we truly are. We need to unlearn those behaviors, especially between ourselves. So what I want on International Women's Day is not just the respect of our governments, our employers, or the men we choose to live with or without, but amongst ourselves, too. My beloved Tangachi, my soul niece, Adita Pritika Subramanian, whom many of you know as she is a huge international radio fan and DXer, Adita wrote this essay and sent it to me a couple of years ago, and I beam every time I listen to it. And I couldn't agree with her more.
In his latest novel, author Stephen King describes this totally bizarre scenario where women all over the world fall into one of these interminably long slumber, and men are left to fend for themselves. A totally impossible scenario, but also a scary one, isn't it? So from the beginning of time, if there is one species that has made great strides forward, it is the womankind. From being the first women to vote to being the first women to go into space, we've come a long way. And despite the many injustices being meted out to womankind on an everyday basis, despite being continually branded the fairer sex, and despite the many physical limitations, we have time and again proven that women are no less than men in the various fields. From one woman to another, there is only one thing I want to say. If you are a woman, a privileged one, making your way up the social ladder, and if you happen to meet another one who is in need of help, you know, lend her your helping hand and make sure she flies away with you. Because when it comes to women, not even the sky is the limit if we put our mind to, you know, exploring what lies beyond. And let us all unite together in the celebration of God's greatest gift, womanhood. Thank you.
And now, my friends, are you ready? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 27th of January, I asked you a question about France and Germany. Earlier that week, the two countries signed an accord intended to deepen ties between the two countries. I asked you to write in with the key points of the treaty, signed on January 22nd, between Germany's Angela Merkel and France's Emmanuel Macron. The answer is, and I'm quoting from the article Macron and Merkel Renew Franco-German Bond on the RFI English website, there's a mutual defense clause in the event of either country being attacked. France will back Germany's long-running campaign for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, and the two countries will seek to harmonize rules for military equipment exports. Paris and Berlin also say they want to create a Franco-German economic region with common rules. But a major focus of the treaty is to boost ties between the two peoples. We share a 450-kilometer common border, after all, and many people cross daily to work or study or for social reasons. Or, like German RFI Listeners Club member Helmut Matt, who lives on the border, to shop for yummy French food. The two countries are looking into a new citizens fund, which would support cross-border initiatives, including bilingual child care centers and public transport links. And in my country of birth, the U.S., we want to build a wall on one of our borders. And walls everywhere, not only literally, but figuratively. Sigh. The winners of this week's quiz are... how did that happen? All women this week. And three are from Bangladesh. There's Hasina Zaman Hassi from the RFI Amour fan club in Rajshahi. Rabeya Begum, a member of the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilfamari. And Anjana Parvin, who's the secretary of the Shetu RFI radio fan club in Naugaon. There are two sisters from Assam, India, on the winners list this week, and both are members of the RFI Listeners Club, Usha Hazarika and Karobi Hazarika. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I read an article this week in the New York Times about the king of dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. The T-Rex, as he's fondly called. Well, that is, if you can be fond of such a monster. But I learned something brand new about them. Those bust-sized guys came onto the dinosaur scene fairly late. The superfamily that contains the tyrannosaurs includes more than two dozen other dinosaurs, and they date back to 100 million years before T. rex lived. And they were of a completely different size, those ancestors of the T-Rexes. That was what surprised me. And that is your question. How big were the early tyrannosaurs, the tyrannosaurs who lived 100 million years before the T-Rex? Again, write in with the size of the early tyrannosaurs, the ancestors of the T-Rex, from whom the T-Rex developed over a million years of evolutionary changes. You have until the 8th of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 13th of April to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
My name is Ignatius Nji. I live in Bamenda, Cameroon, in Africa. I love RFI.
Grand music for a grand event. A brand new official RFI club is born. It's called the Shetu RFI Listeners Club, and Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar is the president. They have 12 members so far. The Shetu RFI Listeners Club is in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Welcome, welcome, and welcome again. We all look forward to hearing about your club's activities and looking at your photos. Rendezvous on the RFI English Club's Facebook page. And by the way, everyone can look at the RFI English Club's Facebook page, but only members of the independent RFI clubs can post on it. I encourage all of you to look at it regularly and see what the clubs are doing. This week, there are some great photos from Lloyd Toe, the president of the Club RFI Monrovia in Liberia. His club recently sponsored an initiative to teach French to children in schools there, and Auntie Audrey from Listeners Relations sent some nice prizes for the children. More club news while I'm at it. Preetaraj Perkayasta, the president of the RFI Listeners Club of Jharkhand in Assam, India, is putting together a book about DXing. He wants to put in his book the names and contact information of listeners clubs around the world. If you would like your club to be included, go to the club's Facebook page and read his note about his project. Good luck, bye. And if you would like to create an RFI club or convert your existing club into an RFI club, all the information on how to go about it is on the Sound Kitchen page of our website, RFI English. Once again, welcome to the members of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club, and to Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, their president. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Sound Kitchen engineer Elliot Bourrel in Studio 23, and thanks to you for listening. For today's My Favorite Music, I'll play you out with a request by Ralph Urbanchik. Ralph asked for the song Special Star by the group Mango Groove from South Africa. The lead singer is Claire Johnston. Ralph said this song reminds him of his youth and of his friends in South Africa. Ralph wrote, "I find it not only encouraging, but a wonderful love song, too. The music, the lyrics, and the choreography on stage are all great." Thank you, Ralph. Ralph Urbanchik is an RFI Listeners Club member who lives in Eisleben, Germany. Ralph is not only a faithful listener, he's also very generous. He regularly sends postcards for us to send to students around the world. For the children, I thank you for that too, Ralph. My favorite music is a nice and important new ingredient to our communal cooking. It's your musical requests from a certain genre or type of music. We started with your favorite female singers, then we moved on to men, and now it's your favorite instrumental music. It can be a band or a group with or without singer, and we'll play your request throughout March and April. Send your request to the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. And my sisters, let's all work towards being good sisters to each other.
Each time I hit that